Hi, I'm David Rossetter. You're listening to CJMQ 88.9 FM, The Cube. Thanks for tuning in to my daily noontime show full of news, music, and interviews. First up today, I'm joined by Marty Rourke. Marty is the head of sports information for the Bishop's University Gators, as well as the head coach of their varsity golf team. We talk about next week's Golf Canada University Championships, hosted right next door in Bromont.
We're really excited to get back out there. We've gone to two previous nationals in 2018 and 2019, but with COVID, haven't had a chance to the last couple of years. So I know our guys are really excited.
Then, later in the show, over 300 SQDC workers from 22 cannabis stores across Quebec have been on strike since last weekend. The Sherbrooke location is now staffed entirely by management and has had to drastically cut hours. Later in the show, I ventured to the parking lot of said store and chat with employees who were picketing and picnicking outside in the sun.
Help people with the consumption of cannabis. So we just ask for something that reflects that in terms of salary, basically.
Salary, yeah, and work condition also.
Finally, I will report from the Turner Studio Theater and yesterday's premiere of Talking Matters. This Bishop's University production is based on research that can help those who care for seniors.
I think it's something that's useful for everybody because you don't know when this might happen to you, right?
All this and more coming up right here on CJMQ 88.9 FM. Marty joins next, but first, here's Hootie and the Blowfish with an all-timer. I Only Want to Be With You.
Call me your fool. I only wanna be with you.
including in the Blowfish, I Only Want to Be With You, right here on CJMQ 88.9 FM. Now, I'm joined by Marty Rourke. Marty is the head of sports information at Bishop's University, as well as the head coach of the varsity golf team. His Gator athletes will compete next week in Bromont for a national championship. Marty, hi.
Hi.
So I hear your golf team has an exciting event coming up next week. Want to tell me a little bit about it?
Yeah, well, the golf team at Bishop's is going to be at the University College National Championship hosted by Golf Canada. And this year it's at Club de Golf Chateau Bromont, so not too far away from us. We're really excited to get back out there. We've gone to two previous nationals in 2018 and 2019, but with COVID, haven't had a chance to the last couple of years, so I know our guys are really excited.
How does qualifying for this event work? I see the last event that your team played was the RSCQ Championship. Did their placement there affect qualifying for nationals?
Yeah, so the way it works is it's basically our fall season qualifies the teams for nationals in the ensuing spring. So it was a little bit of a different year where we only had four one-day events last fall, but the qualification remained the same, and it's the top four teams out of the RSEQ get automatic bids into the championships, and we finished in third overall. So we've known for a while that we're going, and it's really made the winter an interesting an exciting time as we're looking ahead once we got confirmation that the event was going to run.
Before we go further, in the RSCQ and Golf Canada, is it separate, men's and women's golf? Or like, did both of your teams qualify? Or
no, it is separate. There's basically, we run under the same banner and at Bishop's as a golf team, but we really, for all intents and purposes, are two separate teams competing differently. It's the events run at the same time, but they really are separate, and it's our men's team that qualifies for nationals.
I see. So the Bishop's Gators men's team will be competing against the best in the country next week, right close to home at Bromont. That's pretty cool. So would you say that?
Yeah.
Ben Chasse, I remember back in the fall at the end of the season, he had a huge performance in the last event, coming second. Did that really like help propel you guys into a position where you would make nationals? I mean, that's a really high finish.
Yeah, I mean, Ben's basically the rock of our team for, well, this is his fifth year. It's going to be his last event with us next week, and you know, he's no stranger to big competitions. He's won the Nova Scotia Amateur event. He's won. He was named to the FISU team. The last time we had nationals in London, actually, he finished fifth individually in Canada. So, yeah, we know he can go low on the course, and that was another great example that the last day at the RSCQ Championship at Milby, he was shot for shot with the eventual winner. And finished second, and that really really solidified our third place finish.
How do you expect him to compete this coming event? Does he have high hopes for nationals?
Oh, I think so. And him and our team. I mean, this is the deepest team that we've had in my time since I've been here. And I think Ben always has high expectations for himself. Again, he's played in a ton of events. He's played in Canada Games. Was a member of the Nova Scotia Junior Provincial team. So he knows how to play at the national level, and this is just another one of those events that he'll certainly put a lot of emphasis on, and is working hard to get his game ready for it. As are everybody on the team. We're a team of five guys that'll be going there, and we're really expecting to continue to improve and go forward.
So you're bringing five athletes to represent Bishop's University at this tournament.
Yeah, that's what a team's made up of. Is it's five student athletes, and each round, so we'll play three rounds, and then there's a cut to the lowest 10 teams in ties, and a fourth round if you make that cut. And each round they take four of the best five scores, and that's your team score.
Okay, well, that's pretty standard then. That's exciting. Mm-hmm. Sticking with golf, later this month, actually, June 17th, I see that there's, at Bishop's, the Gator Classic. Do you want to tell me a little bit about that event?
Yeah, it's quite different in terms of a golf than a national championship, but it is is a great day. It's the single largest fundraiser our athletic department does. Much like the Nationals, though, we're super excited to have it back in person. It'll be the first time since 2019 that we will be able to have an in-person event.
Oh, wow.
This year it's going to be at the Dufferin Heights golf course. They've been really supportive and are excited to host us out there, and I'm sure it'll be an excellent day, and as mentioned, we'll raise some money for Gator Athletics.
Well, Marty, good luck at the coming national championship. I hope the Bishop's Gators golfers represent the Eastern Townships well, and later in the month, Bishop's Gators, they have their huge fundraiser, the Gator Classic. Look into it. There's lots of fun prizes, activities. There's a dinner afterwards. Thank you so much, Marty.
Exactly. Well, thanks for having me, Dave, and I look forward to staying in touch.
Next, I chat with a gathering of SQDC workers who are on strike. I joined them outside the Sherbrooke store, where a protest included picket signs, hot dogs, and good tunes. That's next, but first, American rock band Portugal the Man with their song, Live in the Moment.
Come back Sunday morning, got so to sell. When you're gone, goodbye, so long farewell.
You're listening to CJMQ 88.9 FM, The Cube, broadcasting from Sherbrooke, Quebec, right in the heart of the Eastern Townships. In a statement on Friday, the Canadian Union of Public Employees announced that over 300 SQDC employees from 22 stores were striking. The Sherbrooke SQDC has had to reduce its hours from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. to just 12 to 6 every day. On Tuesday afternoon, a couple dozen SQDC employees from multiple store locations gathered in the parking lot of the King West location. I chatted with a few of them to hear their motivation for not only the strike, but also the lively picketing they were partaking in.
What's your name again?
Noella.
Noella. And
Gabrielle.
Gabrielle. And you guys both work for SQDC?
Exactly. Yeah.
Exactly. And so outside of the Sherbrooke store today, I see a bit of a gathering. What's all this about? How about you tell me?
Right now, the employees are on strike at the SQDC. We don't have any
contract of work right now.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Since December, actually, that we're out of contract. Basically, what we're asking for is to be paid the same amount as the employee at the SAQ.
Yeah.
They start at $22 an hour, and we start at only $17. But we're both really similar line of work. Both of us are working for the government also.
I would have assumed it would be the same pay. So
yeah, it's not. Yeah, it's not. And the fact is, at the SAQ, they don't offer the same service. And let's say here, we inform people. It's a prevention work also. We help people with the consumption of cannabis. So we just ask for something that reflects that in terms of salary, basically.
Salary, yeah, and work condition also, to have more our schedule to be the same every week, and that it doesn't change, because that's for right now, even as a full-time employee, my schedules change every week, so I can never plan anything unless I got my schedule up to date. So.
Yeah, so there's like a lot of technicality like that.
Yeah.
When you work here, you know about them. So it's not just about the salary. There's all the things also about our contract of work that needs to be adjusted. So that's basically why we're here today with our friends of Drummondville also.
So the strike, I see you guys are out here making your cause known, but is there anything else? Is the store hours the same? Are they
Since no employees are working, it's only our bosses that are working.
Oh, all employees have struck. Okay.
Yeah, and they cannot handle the same hours. So as for this week, I think it's from noon to 6 p.m. And I think it's closed on Sunday and Monday. And that's for every SQDC that is with our union.
And with the employees still on strike, we'll see if they can keep even that up, or if this will change.
Yeah, that's the work we do every day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Noel, Gabrielle.
Yeah.
Thank you guys so much for sharing with me why you're out here today.
Well, thanks
guys.
Thank you. Thank you.
Appreciate it.
The CUPE said that the decision to fully strike was made after 75 SQDC employees who were protesting by wearing shorts on dresses instead of pants were suspended. The 60-plus cannabis stores across the province not associated with the union are continuing business as usual. Next, I visit the set of Talking Matters as it premieres at Bishop's University. But first, here's Post Malone, Circles.
Cause we can't let go. Run away while we're
Talking Matters at Bishop's University's Turner Studio Theater. The play is a joint effort between the Drama Department and Dr. Heather Lawford's Community and Youth Research Lab at Bishop's. The play uses Dr. Lawford's research to share the technique of languaging. Languaging was developed by Ontario researchers as an effective approach to interacting with senior citizens who are starting to struggle with cognitive disabilities. I spoke backstage with recent Bishop's graduate, Alessia Hatch. Alessia played the role of Bea in the play, an experienced long-term care worker who is reluctant to incorporate languaging into her already busy schedule. I'm here with Alessia Hatch, who played Bea in this afternoon's premiere of Talking Matters. Hi, Alessia.
Hi.
That was an awesome first go of the play, I thought. What did you think?
I think it went pretty well. It's definitely different when you have a crowd there for the first time. You kind of have to adjust the energy, but
yeah, compared to rehearsals,
yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I thought it went really well. The subject matter though is super interesting, don't you find?
Absolutely, yeah.
Is this the first time that a play of yours has been so research based? A play that you acted in?
Yes, 100%. Yeah.
What did you sort of learn doing the play?
I just think it's such a useful tool to use with people that have like mild dementia, and how you talk to them actually really does matter.
Yeah.
To get their memory to come back.
Yeah.
I think it's something that's useful for everybody because you don't know when this might happen to you, right? Mm-hmm.
And do you think the play did a good job of sort of like conveying that?
I think it kind of showed this idea that the new volunteer is trying to bring out this new method that the handbook is trying to convey, and whereas B, my character, doesn't really want to take this up until the end, where she notices that it actually works.
Yeah, I asked because I found the writing was really good, how they sort of contrasted you and Lizzie to show the differences in the two approaches. Thanks, Alessia.
No problem, thank you.
Appreciate it. If you want to learn more about languaging, the next public performance of Talking Matters takes place this Friday, 7 p.m. at Bishop's University's Turner Studio Theater. Registration is free, but required. There will also be a performance of the play this week at the Grace Village Home for residents, employees, and their families. After this last song, I'm going to preview tomorrow's show. Here is Sam Roberts' band, Rogue Empire.
She came from nowhere. She was nobody's daughter, black eyes and raven hair. She fell but no one caught her. I saw her standing there. She pulled me underwater. She says you're only sheep, you're all just cannon fodder.
That was the Sam Roberts Band performing Rogue Empire. Thank you so much for joining me today for my daily noontime news, music, and interview show. I'm back tomorrow where I talk with a Bishop's biologist whose grant she just received ensures her project will be able to help education here in the townships. Also, some Bill 96 and provincial election talk. For all that, make sure to tune in tomorrow at noon right here on CJMQ 88.9 FM, The Cube.